The first one I'm going to take on is this definition of waters of the United States. When I say take it on, I mean share ignorance, I think, for the most part. There has been a great deal of need for a nice, crisp, bright line definition of what are waters of the United States. There are a number of federal programs that we lawyers, as real estate lawyers, run into where the parking lots can discharge into waters of the United States or not, whether we can build, our clients can build something. If it's in the waters of the United States, you have to get a permit to do dredging, which means take anything out, or filling, which means put anything in. And so it's a question of permit boundaries as well as things you can do or cannot do depending on, with land. This, while it's defining the waters of the United States, it very much has to do with the regulation of land use. The definition has been needed because it has been vague and subject to any number of cases. About every third year, we get a case all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court about this, and this new definition is in part an effort by the executive department of our government to answer some questions to the judicial part. So, but apparently it's either impossible or we don't really want to be real crisp and bright lines. I refer you to some of the definitional material that's attached at the back. And clearly, waters of the United States, there's an outline that has some of my handwritten scribbles on the top of it, of the new rule. And it includes waters which are currently used or have been used in interstate commerce that are subject to the flow of the tides. That's easy. Interstate waters, that's rivers, Mississippi River, for example, territorial seas, these are the Great Lakes.